Thanks, Randy. Good morning. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida is working to set up more highway checkpoints to deter travelers from New York from arriving in the state. More than 1,000 people have died from COVID-19 in New York. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Saturday the screening of travelers on Interstate 95 will be similar to the measure adopted Friday on Interstate 10 to discourage travel from Louisiana. The checkpoints will require travelers to self-quarantine for 14 days. DeSantis said President Trump also talked to him about a quarantine for coronavirus hotspots in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut amid concerns that their residents have infected people in other regions like Florida. The coronavirus is still spreading exponentially here in Florida. According to the State Department of Health website, as of yesterday afternoon, there have been 4,950 positive cases of COVID-19 in the state. 60 people have died. Here's the county-by-county breakdown of positive coronavirus tests for the Tampa Bay area. In Hillsborough, there are 225. In Pinellas, 116. There are 38 in Manatee, 61 in Sarasota, 16 in Charlotte, 35 in Pasco, 20 in Hernando, 16 in Citrus, and 46 in Polk. President Trump has sharply reversed course over his initial desire to reopen the nation for business by Easter. Here's more from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Over the past week, the president's been bombarded by calls from business leaders warning his re-election chances could take a big hit if the economy shut down much longer. But in a Rose Garden news conference yesterday, the president pointed to what he's seen on TV during the week, scenes from Elmhurst Hospital in his native Queens.
Body bags all over.
He's siding with health experts like Tony Fauci, who warned the virus could kill 100,000 or more Americans, and who urged him to extend federal guidelines to keep the nation shut through next month.
A wise and prudent decision.
White House Virus Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birx knows it's a big sacrifice, but says it will help blunt the virus's spread.
And the potential to save really hundreds of thousands of American lives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Singer-songwriter and part-time Pinellas County resident John Prine is hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms. An announcement last night on his Facebook page says that Prine was hospitalized Thursday and is in critical condition. The Angel from Montgomery singer was placed on a ventilator on Saturday. Earlier this month, Prine's wife and manager Fiona Whalen Prine said she had tested positive for coronavirus. She said the couple were quarantined and isolated from one another. The possibility of a strike by some Instacart workers highlights the impact of coronavirus on the grocery delivery business. Workers are worried about their safety as they try to meet a surge in demand for online groceries. Some workers have called for a walkout today, saying they need hazard pay and protective gear, among other demands. Instacart announced some improvements to safety and tips yesterday. Some workers are considering the strike, but others only recently took up the gig amid mass layoffs in other industries, and they appreciate a paying job. The mayor of Los Angeles is warning that the coronavirus may become so pervasive, families ought to prepare for how they will isolate themselves at home without infecting others in their households. Anticipating a surge in COVID-19 cases this week that may overwhelm healthcare systems, the mayor of Los Angeles urged people who test positive for coronavirus not to rush to hospitals unless they have serious symptoms. Instead, he asked residents to take isolation seriously. Testing among the state's 40 million residents has stepped up significantly after a slow start. Officials have warned the increase will bring with it a rapidly expanding number of cases. Here's the Tampa Bay area weather for today. Partly cloudy and hot with areas of patchy fog. Highs will be in the high 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with overnight lows near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and warm with highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.